It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM. I'm John Moe. Mitt Romney is being followed by robots. Seriously, on Twitter, the presumptive GOP nominee recently saw a dramatic spike in his follower count, 116,000 in just one day. Most of those followers, however, are fakes, artificially generated accounts, says Barracuda Security, which has a new report out on Romney and Twitter. Jason Ding of the company has been investigating the phenomena using many different criteria.
For example, they're following a lot of people, and they don't even tweet.
They don't tweet.
Yeah, they don't tweet. Like 25% of them don't have a single tweet.
Now, you can go on eBay and buy fake Twitter followers. Cheap. The Romney campaign denies doing this. Ding says it could have been a Romney supporter helping the guy out, or an Obama supporter trying to make Romney look bad.
Anyone can buy Romney followers. I can spend like $100 and buy maybe 100,000 followers for Romney.
100,000. So Twitter is crawling with fake people. Why? Money. Tim Huang is with the research company Pacific Social.
It works along the same economics as email, which is that people are being paid to kind of push links or other types of messages through the bots that they run.
The fakes, says Huang, are mostly harmless, but bot technology is improving.
And what's interesting about that is it may become increasingly difficult to tell, you know, who's real and who's not on these sorts of platforms. And it might be able to persuade people of certain things or even give the sense that something is happening when it's not. And I think that starts to take on bigger ramifications when you notice that, right, all sorts of mainstream outlets are starting to use stuff like Twitter and Facebook to kind of report on what's happening on the ground. And I suppose the worry with these bots is that they can influence that. They can really influence public opinion and even our sense of what's going on in the real world.
Wang has been experimenting with new bots that are much better at acting like people.
We're trying to figure out how the bots should respond to being accused of being a bot, because, you know, that happens from time to time. And so we figured out a solution where we have a bot that accuses humans of being bots, records their responses, and then gives them to the bots to use. And what's kind of funny with that is that you actually only have these transcripts of people sort of apologizing to the bot for accusing it of being a bot. And so I think we're trying to get to the point where it may be difficult to detect and where people may really think these people are real people.
And if researchers can make better fake bots today, spammers will be doing the same before long. Facebook is now a casino. Kinda. The omnipresent social entity has rolled out a new app for members in the UK, Bingo and Slots Frenzy. Get it? Friend? Frenzy? Yeah. It's real live gambling with real live money. That's legal in England. The thing about gambling, though, is you need entertainment. You need music. That's what they have in casinos, right? Let's try to adapt some gambling music for Facebook.
All you need is a strong heart and a new steel. Viva Las
Facebook! Now that doesn't sound right. We have to find something, though. Let's try a city on the East Coast for gambling.
Put your makeup on, fix your hair pretty, and meet me tonight.
On Facebook! Ugh, if anything, that's worse. Let's try... Okay, how about this? Let's try translating the idea of the Facebook user who gambles.
You got to know when the hold
friend.
Know when the hold
unfriend.
Up.
Post a status update with pictures. No, this is a disaster. No, yikes. Maybe Facebook's foray into gambling will pay off, but I don't think we're ready to sing along yet. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by PhoneTag.com, a service which converts voicemails into emails or text messages, designed to make individuals or businesses more productive. More at PhoneTag.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.